Now, good morning, boys and girls. It's nice to be here this morning and for to bring a little message to you, especially to you, but I know rightly that the mums and dads want to hear a wee message too. Now, over this next couple of weeks, I hope, God willing, to be able to come just for 5 minutes in our morning service and just to speak to you. I want to take a couple of words and I want to use them words and see how we can develop these words and see how we can seek the Lord through the simple words that I bring. This morning, boys and girls, I want to look at something that maybe for some boys and girls is a wee bit embarrassing, and that's the word love. But here, boys and girls, we all love to be loved, don't we? And you know, I was thinking very recently about this word love, and I thought to myself, you know, I remember one time, boys and girls, see, whenever I was a wee boy, there was a man on the television and he was so in love. And I want to tell you all about that wee man this morning. Do you know what he did? Do you know, boys and girls, sometimes whenever a boy wants to maybe call on a girl and maybe his heart tells him that he's starting to love her, do you know what he does? He goes out and he buys something. What do you think he buys? I'm going to tell you. Look, what's that there? That's a lovely box of chocolates. But boys and girls, that's not just any ordinary box of chocolates, you know. Do you know, whenever I was a wee boy, there used to be a man on the television. He dressed in a black jumper and a black pair of trousers and black gloves, and he had a black suitcase or briefcase. Do you remember it? Some of the mums and dads are smiling already. And do you know, boys and girls, he would have done anything. Do you know he skied down a mountain and a big avalanche of snow was coming after him? And he got to be able to deliver his box of chocolates. Do you know, boys and girls, that he had a speedboat one time? And he even flew the speedboat off the side of a big waterfall. And you thought he was gone. But he popped up and he got his suitcase out. And you know, there wasn't even a drip of water on his chocolates. Boys and girls, this man would have done anything. Into the sharks, he swam through the sharks with a knife in his teeth. Boys, he ripped. Do you know what, boys and girls? There's one thing about that wee man that I often wondered. I often thought he was awful shy because he never stayed to see did the lady like her chocolates. Sure he didn't. He always run away. He's awful shy. And do you know why he did it? All because the lady loved a wee milk tray. Boys and girls, you know, that's a funny wee story. But you know, people today have really different ideas about love. And that's just a funny wee story about that wee man who really loved that woman and was prepared to do anything for her. But he was so shy, he never stayed to see her. But you know, what does the Bible say about love? Do you know, boys and girls, the Bible says that God is love. Now, that's not the love that we're talking about with this wee man and his milk tray. No. Boys and girls, the love that God has for us is special love. It's perfect love. Do you know that John tells us in a verse in 1 John 4 and 10, this is what he says, herein is love. Listen, he says, this is real love. Not that God loved us. Sorry, not that we love God, sorry, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin, or a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Do you know, John says, this is real love. God loved us and sent his Son for us. Do you know, that is real love, boys and girls. Do you know, whenever I was small, we used to sing a little chorus, and the chorus went like this. It said, love, love, L-O-V-E, do you remember? Love, love, boundless and free. Jesus left heaven to die on the tree. This was love, love, L-O-V-E. Do you know, boys and girls, that God's love is boundless? There's no boundaries to it. There's no fence. There's no brick wall that it comes up against. God's love is boundless. We cannot measure it. Not only that, boys and girls, but God's love is free. Do you know, boys and girls, mommies and daddies nowadays have to pay for everything. But you can't pay for God's love. Because the Bible tells us that God's love is free. And do you know, boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus was the perfect picture, the perfect pinnacle of God's love, was whenever he came from heaven and died on the cross. That was perfect love. Why did he do it, boys and girls? He did it so that we can have our sins forgiven. God's love is boundless. It's free. Do you know, sometimes, boys and girls, it's hard to love somebody whenever they don't love you back, isn't it? Sometimes whenever somebody's really bad to you or nasty to you or bullying you at school and many different situations you get into, it's really hard to love someone, isn't it? But you know, even whenever we didn't love God, God always loved us. There was never a time, boys and girls, whenever God didn't love us. And boys and girls, God's love is free. Do you know, what does God want us to do? Do you know, the verse in John tells us, this probably is the most well-known verse in the whole of the scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What does God want us to do, boys and girls? God wants us to believe in him, and then he can set his love upon us. Do you know, boys and girls, sometimes we fail. That wee man did really, really well all them years ago, but it was only a television advert. Boys and girls, sometimes we fail. We fail whenever we love God. But listen, God's love never fails. Love, love, L-O-V-E. Love, love, boundless and free. Jesus left heaven to die on a tree. This was love, love, L-O-V-E.